AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Chair of the Federal Reserve Board says the central bank has not yet settled on how much it will boost its key interest rate at its next meeting later this month. Sagar Magani has more.
Yesterday, Jerome Powell sent stocks tumbling by telling a Senate panel,
"If the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes."
This morning, he offered a caveat to a House committee.
"If, and I stress that no decision has been made on this."
Powell appears to be trying to knock down any assumption that the Fed set for an aggressive rate hike based on recent data showing strong economic growth and still high inflation. He says there are several important reports coming, and the Fed will closely analyze them before meeting in 2 weeks. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Stock steady today. Small gains for the S&P and the NASDAQ, a small loss for the Dow. U.S. employers posted 10.8 million job openings in January, a drop from December but still high by historical standards. The Labor Department report also shows layoffs rose in January. President Biden presents his budget proposal tomorrow. The White House says it aims to cut deficits by nearly $3 trillion over the next decade.
That's nearly a $6 trillion difference between the president's budget and congressional Republicans' agenda.
Fox News' Tucker Carlson's reexamination of the January 6th Capitol riot is drawing more criticism from Senate Republicans. Utah's Mitt Romney.
"A lot of people were injured. Our building was severely damaged. And efforts to try and pretend that it was something other than that are despicable and frankly dangerous, because it makes it more likely that people will think things like this are acceptable and they might try and do them in the future."
Meantime, court filings in Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit against Fox News include a text message from Carlson saying there really isn't an upside to Trump. This is AP News. Ancient gold unearthed in Denmark carries the oldest known inscription referencing the Norse god Odin. Charles de Ledesma has more.
Lisbeth Emer, a runologist with the National Museum in Copenhagen, tells the AP the inscription represents the first solid evidence of Odin being worshipped as early as the 5th century, at least 150 years earlier than the previous oldest known reference, which was on a brooch found in southern Germany and dated to the second half of the 6th century. Experts think the disc was buried either to hide it from enemies or as a tribute to appease the gods. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have announced the christening of their daughter, Princess Lilibet Diana. She'll turn 2 in June, baptized Friday by the Episcopal Archbishop of Los Angeles. Notable that they are publicly calling her a princess, the first time they've revealed they will use royal titles for their children. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.